too much coffee, man. What was the plan? He tells it like it is, but it isn't happening. He says, come in, Russ, what's happening? Yeah. Let's sit down and make a plan. Nothing happening, man. No. Yeah. Well, as long as you're hanging around, might as well.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. That was Too Much Coffee, Man. This is Coffee at KYUK, and I'm that guy. Coffee at KYUK, where our community connects, sometimes light, sometimes serious. If you'd like to invite someone to come into Coffee at KYUK, you should be getting in touch with me, Grady, at kyuk.org, or, of course, the show email, coffee at kyuk.org. This morning, as usual, I am excited to be here and excited to be joined by someone in the studio with me now. It's Nikolai Jokay. Good morning, Nikolai. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
And I'm always concerned that I haven't pronounced something correctly. I think that I got yours down because you're my pal.
Yeah, yeah,
all
you
right.
Did.
And I haven't seen you for a while. You have to remind me, I think the last time you came in, you were a co-host for our talk line. Was that right?
Yeah, that was back in March, and that was with Peter Atchak. That was a lot of fun.
Cool, because you actually are one of our top contenders for giving you a call and saying, hey, we need a fill-in host. So I hope you'll continue to do that. It's been a joy working with you in that regard.
Yes, thanks for having me.
But you're here in your official and, full-time job capacity. You're here because you work with ONC and you are a part of the Youth Employment Service. Is that right? Clarify that for me.
Yeah, so I'm the director of the 477 department.
Okay.
And so just to give a little background, the Public Law 102-477, that was a law enacted in the early 90s, and it allows tribes to take multiple block grants. So, like, with mine, it's Bureau of Indian Education, Child Care Development Fund, and, let's see, WIOA, the Workforce Innovation and Opportunities Act.
So, okay, lots of funding
sources.
So
it's just a lot of public funds that all are consolidated into one application, and it's one reporting. So it lessens the administrative burden on tribes. So it's... it's amazing. It's an amazing tool to have for tribes, but for
What's the practical upshot of that, though? A tribe who's part of the ONC group, right, wants to utilize some grant services from ONC. They facilitate that. Is that right? Your department?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so one of the services that we do provide is the Youth Employment Services. Yes. So that's the acronym that we use. And so this service that we have allows us to take youth between the ages of 14 and 21 and give them work experience. And so we have a number of organizations that are working with us, and KYUK is one of them. Thank you. And so we've got KYUK, we've got AC, TWC, the 4-H program, and the public library. And
those are all partners that have positions available, right?
Yes. Yes.
Now, so how many of those do you have filled?
None yet.
Okay,
because
cool.
We've got the application process is open now, and it's open until the 3rd of June at 5 p.m. And for anyone who is interested, who might be interested, they could give us a call at 543-2608. That's the main line for ONC. And then they could also shoot us an email, education@nativecouncil.org.
So we were talking before the show this morning, and I was interested in the facet of today's discussion that we want to kind of highlight. That is, this program is geared toward giving those youth that first-time work experience.
That's
right?
Correct. Yeah,
and that's the key. I've worked as a partner with you at the library and here at KYUK with these. I call them interns, but they're not interns. They are employees.
They are employees, yeah.
With the employees provided through the YES program, and it's a great program. It's an excellent opportunity to connect these lifelong learners who are in their young adult stage with work experience, and is really rewarding both for them and for the partner organizations, as well as the people like myself who engage with them. So that's just a sell point anyway. But the thing that I think the listeners should hear here is that if you have a first-time job experience candidate, like your grandkid there, that 14-year-old that you're worried about, you know, getting in with the wrong crowd, put him your way. Let's get him in with the right crowd. Let's get him in with the crowd. You know, of course,
yeah,
there's an application process. Of course, you know, there's some interviewing that happens both between you guys and the applicants, and also between the partner organizations and the applicants as well. But let's get people in this pipeline of positive experiences and build character that employment does.
Yes, that's exactly the purpose of this service is, and we're trying to get away from calling it a program. You know, it's a youth employment service. Because it's all under one program, but it's a lot of client services that are being provided by my department. And one of the cool things about this service is that last year, one of the participants went on to be employed by KYUK. And another one was employed by AC, and then another one was employed by the library. So that's exactly the point of this, you know, funding sources like this. That's the cool thing, is that we take youth who have never had experience in the workforce, and we help them to gain that work experience, to build that foundation, to have gainful employment.
Well, I have to tell you, how long have you been at that role? Have you been
a little over a year now.
A little over a year now. Those are some excellent results, though, in this last year. I know the program's been there since before you were there. The ONC 477 department, you can find them on Facebook by looking for that exact thing, ONC 477 DEPT.
DEPART.
Oh, the full
M-E-N-T.
Word. I truncated here. Excuse me, folks. To find them on Facebook, reach out by looking for ONC 477 and the full word department. ONC 477 department. I chuckle at that, but it's actually quite a good, memorable way to both get people to your Facebook page and also remind them that that's that department name. Now, what's about the? Tell me about the 477 again. Why 477? Is that just a number?
That's the name of the law, the public law, 102-477.
Neat.
And so, yeah, I think it was in 1992 or 1993, one of those years that this became a law. And so, it's such a useful tool for small tribes that don't have a ton of administrative staff, because if we didn't have this law in place, we would have to go individually to these block grants and apply for every single one of them and abide by their reporting requirements. And so that lessens the administrative burden for tribes greatly. So.
We're talking with Nikolai Jokay from ONC about the Youth Employment Services and the 477 department over there at ONC. We'll be talking more. I hope you'll stay with us. I'm going to cut away for just a second and play Second Cup of Coffee by Gordon Lightfoot.
Nice.
Enjoy.
I'm on a second cup of coffee, and I still can't seize the day. I'm thinking of the lady who got lost along the way. And if I don't stop this trembling hand from reaching for the phone, I'll be reaching for the bottle, Lord, before this day is done. I'm on my second cup of coffee, and I still can't seize the day. The room was filled with laughs as we sang the night away. But my sleep was filled with the dreaming of the wrongs that I had done. The gentle, sweet reminder of a daughter and a son. Sitting alone, my friends have all gone home. You never know when they'll come dropping in. Think thinking of girls with their fingers in my curls, too young to understand how love begins. I'm on my second cup of coffee, but still can't face the dawn. The radio is playing a soft country song, and if I don't stop this trembling hand from reaching for the phone, I'll be reaching for the bottle, Lord, before this day is done. Sitting alone, my friends have all gone home. They never were around when I needed them. Thinking of girls with their fingers in my curls, too young to understand how love begins. I'm on my second cup of coffee, but I still can't face the day. I'm thinking of the lady who got lost along the way. And if I don't stop this trembling hand from reaching for the phone, I'll be reaching for the bottle, Lord, before this day is done. And if I don't stop this trembling hand from reaching for the phone, I'll be reaching for the bottle, Lord, before this day is done.
Gordon Lightfoot, second cup of coffee. Is that coffee in your cup, Nikolai?
It's all gone now.
I don't have
that,
a short
that name was for my second cup of coffee.
I don't have a. I don't. I call you Nikolai. Is that the? Do people? What do your friends call you?
Nikolai.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got the kiddos. I know that I've seen your kiddos at library programs and you know at other events. Shout out to them in case this is on the. In case we get re-aired.
I will definitely show this to them. They live down in Petersburg, Alaska right now, southeast Alaska, so they're a little over 1,000 miles away from me, but they spend the summers with me, so shout out to Peter and Nadia.
Okay, now when they spend the summers, do they spend them here in Bethel or just over in one?
Yeah, they spend the summer here with me in Bethel, and then most often, because I grew up in Neposkiak,
okay.
And that's where my whole family's from. And so we spend a lot of time down there. They love it down there. So they love, you know, the whole subsistence lifestyle, fishing and hunting and fish camp and going. We have a family duck cabin, so we go and spend time there.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I assumed that they lived there because I see them there.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
the summer with the summer reading program we did with the library. That's where I saw them once, and then I've seen them with you in the summer around here.
Yeah,
but I assumed they were closer. My children also live far away. So as a
how
father,
many do you have?
I have two. I have
wow.
I have a 17-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Holy cow!
Both daughters.
You've got teenagers.
But that's besides the. Speaking of teenagers. The
oh,
Youth
yeah, there
Employment
we go.
Service, that's what we're here
yes.
to talk about. Nikolai Jokay has been, for the last year or so, has been working with ONC and improving and fostering the Youth Employment Service as a part of the overall 477 department there. We've talked a little bit about it. You know, for people just joining us, go ahead and tell us again about the 477.
So the Public Law 102-477 is a law that allows tribes to consolidate a lot of the block grants that have the same initiative, which this is one of them. It helps us to take Native Americans and American Indians and help them to get to that point of self-sufficiency. And so, you know, this is a big part of it, taking youth who have not had any work experience at all and then introducing them into the life of work. And the cool thing is that we've got partners like you, you know, at KYUK, both your role here at KYUK and at the library, so you kind of have two different views. And we take these young adults and make sure that they get into that routine of getting up in the morning and going to work and just
so
living
if,
life.
If you know of one of these young adults, I've seen some of them around. There's a few of them out there. Just a couple. Now, if you know one of them, and they're in your realm of influence, you might want to point them in the direction of Nikolai Jokay's Youth Employment Service Program through ONC. By June 3rd, they should contact the direct line at ONC for information. Could be 543-2608. I would recommend, if you have email, to email education@nativecouncil.org.
Yes.
And, of course, we've been pumping the Facebook. You can always connect with Facebook. That's how I got Nikolai in here today, as a matter of fact. Facebook them at ONC477DEP.
A-R-T-M-E-N-T.
Thank you. You should come in here all the time as a co-host. We'd be great. Do you speak Yupik?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that was my first language.
I'm actually looking for a code switching Yupik co-host. You know what I'm saying? So that we could talk and banter back and forth, and I can learn a little bit because I feel so culturally insensitive just by virtue of the language deficiency that I carry in this community. I feel I'm looking for somebody to like bounce off with, you know what I mean, and tell me some things. Well, you know, like you can see my board there. You see the words I'm trying to learn? I don't know if I'm doing a good job or not.
Go.
Yeah, I get some words there. I'm trying.
Adaku, Unamak, Kitaki.
Yes.
Nice.
That's the top of my list right now because I'd like to work them in. Anyway, I'm getting far afield. If you, listener, would like to get one of these youths in contact, we've been telling you over and over again, but by June 3rd, they got to do it. Tell me, let's talk a little bit about, I guess we can't talk specifics because of privacy, but let's talk a little bit about success stories. I guess you can talk about one of those success stories from the perspective of the partner agency that employed someone. So tell me a little bit about a partner agency that found a long-term employee through the program.
Yeah, so one of the youth that we had last year worked at the library, and that youth went on to is still working there as far as I know. And so this is one of those cool things that I see as, you know, someone who manages this these services, is that when we get the right person in, we get them in the right setting, you know, being able to see that person flourish is very rewarding. And it's to see, you know, because I'm in the office and I'm making sure that I'm, you know, doing all the reporting, doing all the applications, sitting at my desk, and to be able to interact with people and to be able to see what, you know, our programs work is extremely rewarding.
Now we talked a little bit about your children and your hometown right here nearby, but I've had you in the show a few times and I'm not sure, have I ever asked you what berry you would be if you were a berry?
Oh, I'd be a salmon berry for sure.
Why?
Oh, they're so flavorful, so juicy, and just delicious.
And I constantly ask guests who are sitting in your chair who has the best agouti recipe.
Oh. Hands down, my mom.
You're a political man. good answer. because it's because we live in this subsistence culture, and you mentioned the duck hunting cabin.
Yeah. We've got my family's got some land near Eek Lake, and a couple of years ago, my family built a duck cabin.
So you must be getting ready now for this.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, my family's been going out duck and geese hunting. My family's submersed in the subsistence lifestyle, and so, you know, depending on what season it is, we're always out gathering and
hunting.
What's
going on? What happened last week, for example?
Last week, since it's, you know, the rivers and lakes opened up, they're out duck and geese hunting. So, we've had some fresh duck. So it's just really nice to be able to go in. Now it's springtime, and now it's the time for fresh food. I love this time of year. So we're...
Recipes? Do you cook? You strike me as someone who would be a gourmet cook.
Oh, I love cooking. So my Instagram, is like 99%.
Oh, I'm your friend on Facebook, but I'm not your friend on Instagram. And
I just got this
Instapot. Not that that's a foodie thing, but it is improving the culinary experience at Casa de Grado.
Good.
Yes. Yes, sir. Well, I've had some pleasure talking to you. We still have just two or three more minutes, so I guess we should just circle back and reiterate about the YES program. It is a chance to give these very, as we all know, impressionable youth the impression of work ethic. And if you have the contact of one of these youth, send them Nikolai's Way and do that. And I'm going to let you do it now. Tell them how to do it and when to do it by.
So, yeah, this service is geared towards American Indian and Alaska Native youth aged 14 to 21. And you have to be living here in Bethel. And that's another important point that I forgot to make. And if you would like us to email you an application, shoot an email to education@nativecouncil.org or stop by our main offices on Alex Haitley.
All right. Well, you know that I've had a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to have you. I look forward to the next time that you're able to come in and co-host over there. Of course, we have other people in that cadre too. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know what the. I'm not the person in charge of that. I'm just saying. Look forward to seeing you again. Know that
yes.
I will. Look forward to meeting whoever we end up having here as a result of the Yes program. And it leaves just one thing left for me to say to you, listener. That's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.